U.S. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland kicked off a listening tour yesterday to hear the stories of Native American students who were forced to attend boarding schools. In May, her department released a report showing that for close to 200 years, the U.S. operated or oversaw these schools. It found that students went through extensive sexual, physical, and mental abuse. We talked to Ramona Klein, who is an enrolled member of the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa based in North Dakota. She was forced to attend one of those schools as a child. Before we start, I should mention this interview refers to physical and sexual abuse of children and may be disturbing to listeners. I asked her to describe the day she began attending the school when she was just 7.
I did not have a clear understanding of what was happening. This is always so difficult. My clearest memory of that morning is seeing my mom. Seeing my mom stand beside the bus holding the hand of my little brother. As an adult, when I think back of, I think so much of my mom, what it must have been like for her to see her children leaving. And it seemed like we traveled a long way. And as a little girl, it was a long way. I would guesstimate someplace between 130 and 150 miles. When we got to the school, that building seemed very large and it seemed very cold, not inviting.
Can you talk about what you remember most about your time there, whatever you feel comfortable about?
I remember looking out those windows, just yearning, and at night being so lonely. It got worse for me as far as the loneliness after some of the abuse. One particular matron, she had this board that it was a paddle, and she would take it by the handle and hit me across my buttocks, but also my lower back. As I was kneeling with my arms outstretched, she was trying to make me cry. And I thought, I'm not going to cry. And I'm not going to let you get the best of me. And I did not cry.
I mean, going through that, even not crying, though, you are holding in like incredible pain and trauma, right? Like that, I can't imagine what that did to you.
The other times when that loneliness was so great was when the matron's son, in the middle of the night, he had a flashlight. You know, even now when I hear keys or sometimes when I see a flashlight, when I see that, I think of those times. But he came into our room. And he would use his flashlight. It didn't matter if I pretended to sleep because he always found me. Again, I wasn't sure to begin what was going on, but my gut, everything about it was so wrong, was so wrong.
He was sexually abusing you.
Absolutely. It was like something died in me. I think I was a curious child. That personality was dwarfed for a long time.
These are the stories, though, that, Secretary Haaland on this listening tour, that she's going to be hearing. And why do you think it's important that she hears these stories and hears from people like you who went through this?
So it would help other families. I think the world needs to know about it. We as Indigenous people are not viewed as living history. You know, we're almost always portrayed in the past. And until we are using our voices to have people become aware of that, people don't even notice it.
What are some tangible actions that the U.S. government could take now that would make a difference to you and to other survivors?
I think it's very important to have the U.S. government, someone, someplace, to have like a helpline. Someone listening to this broadcast may hear and identify with something that I'm saying, and it might trigger, or they might remember something. And that's kind of scares me if they don't have support. So if they had a place to call, I say like a national hotline, I think that's doable.
Ramona Klein is an enrolled member of the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa based in North Dakota. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
You're so welcome.